back here on Rutherford Issues from News Radio WGNS, and today it is my distinct pleasure to welcome in Dina O'Neill with the Alzheimer's Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Absolutely good to have you with us here today. And gosh, we're getting close to, I guess, a big time of the year for Alzheimer's Association.
It is a very big time of year, yes.
Well, tell me a little bit about the work of the Alzheimer's Association here locally, and maybe how you're involved in that.
Certainly. So I am a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association. I volunteer in a couple of different ways, one being the Walked Into Alzheimer's, and the other is I am a community educator. So I go out and provide educational classes on about 10 different topics about Alzheimer's to anyone, any business, community organization, and it's free of charge. So, but I'm here today to talk to you about the Walked Into Alzheimer's that's going to be held October 18th at MTSU. We will be hosting it at the Dean A. Hayes Track and Soccer Stadium.
And what are the times for that on the 18th?
So registration does begin at 8 a.m. Hopefully you will have registered ahead of time on the website, but you can come in at 8 a.m. We'll have sponsor booths. There's going to be a DJ. It's a lot of fun. It's a very festive environment. And then we will have a ceremony at 9 a.m. It's very brief, about 15 minutes long, but it's incredibly meaningful. And then the walk begins right after that.
Okay. And it's just right around the track right there?
Around the track, part of campus. Okay. It's approximately under 2 miles. We have everybody come from babies in strollers to seniors in wheelchairs. It's a really, like I mentioned, festive environment, but it's also a supremely meaningful environment. We like to call it the largest support group of the year because as someone whose family has gone through the struggle of Alzheimer's, it can be an incredibly isolating experience, not only for the person with the disease, but the caregivers within the family. And so to have, you know, others there, you're like, oh, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. It's amazing how isolating it can feel, you know, just, I mean, it's like, this is the only thing that's going on in my life.
This is,
you know, it's almost like the walls can feel like they're closing in sometimes.
Incredibly, because you're so focused on that loved one and ensuring they're safe, they're comfortable, they're enjoying life as much as possible. But there are a lot of medical appointments, therapy appointments, a lot of things going on. And trying to keep up with all of that. And many people are working full time at the same time. And have their own families, their own children. It's a lot.
And scheduling all of that and you know, who's going to be here from, you know, 8 to 4 when I'm at work and,
exactly.
You know, all those types of things. And so I know support groups are really, I would think, not only encouraged, but almost a necessity. Otherwise, it's going to just tear you apart.
The incredible thing is that the Alzheimer's Association helps communities set up these support groups or encourages others to set up, you know, these support groups. They can be in person, but they can also be online. Mm-hmm. That you can't get out of the house. Well, you can hop on the computer maybe though.
Yeah. And those are so important. And the fact that there's this Facebook page that I follow, and it's this lady who has Alzheimer's, but how it affects her is different than a lot of people. And you know, it's just one of those strange, you know, medical, I don't want to call it a marvel, but we know a lot about it, about Alzheimer's, but how it affects each person is so individual. It's like it's your own Alzheimer's experience. Does that make sense?
It does, very much so. So the Alzheimer's Association is the largest nonprofit provider of research dollars in the world towards Alzheimer's research. And through that research, it trickles down So, for example, in the state of Tennessee, the Alzheimer's Association, through raising money through these walks, has about $2.5 million out in research dollars. They're at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and Vanderbilt University. All three of those locations are doing current research on Alzheimer's.
We are talking with Dina O'Neill with the Alzheimer's Association. Is this a Tennessee chapter? Is it Rutherford County? Or kind of walk us through maybe how the organization looks from that standpoint.
Sure. So the wonderful thing about the Alzheimer's Association is you're going to have support right inside your community. We have the Rutherford County walked into Alzheimer's. You're also going to have a state office that oversees the state. There's a regional office, and then there's a national office. And what that means is not only is there support for local organizations like Mindful Care here in our community. Mm-hmm. They received grant money that was raised through our walk. But on the federal level, they also funnel that money into research through the National Institute of Health. So it's wonderful. Like, so in my personal experience, my mother's parents were both diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but my grandparents lived in Kansas. Mm. My mother lives here. Because of the national level of the organization, I could get resources to my grandparents and to the aunt and uncles living in Kansas, but also give my mom resources because she ended up becoming guardian of each parent along with another sibling. So we were able to help here and there, and that was incredibly helpful.
Yeah, I can only imagine trying to do that long distance.
Yeah.
The logistics and just the worry that you're not next door or actually in the home, you know, that kind of thing.
So. And it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
It is absolutely not uncommon for siblings to have to care for a parent with one sibling there and one sibling in another state. And by being able to offer these services to each location, then everybody is able to get the support they need. And all of that is possible through the Walk to End Alzheimer's and the fundraising we do.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's is on Saturday, October the 18th, over at MTSU's Track and Soccer Stadium. Give us the details on the best way to sign up, to participate, that kind of thing.
Certainly. You can either go to alz.org and put in the search bar, Walked into Alzheimer's, it'll pull it up, you enter your zip code, or for our walk, you can go to rucowalk.com. So rucowalk.com. What that will do is bring you to the landing page for the Walked into Alzheimer's Rutherford County.
Okay.
And on that page, right at the top, is a giant button that says donate or start your team. And from there, it literally holds your hand through the whole process. It's a very simple process. And one of the things I love about this walk and about this organization is many walks require that you make a donation in order to participate. You are not required to make a donation to participate in this event. You're encouraged because every sure. dollar, even $1, makes a difference in somebody's life. But it makes it very simple. And the other thing I love is you can be as creative as you want in raising money. Mine is very simple. Every year my neighborhood has a garage sale. I have the easiest garage sale known to man. I literally drag everything I don't want out of my attic onto my driveway, arrange it neatly. I don't price a thing. I have a QR code and I tell everybody, make me an offer, and you pay by clicking on this QR code and making a donation to my walk team.
That's a great way
you
to do it.
You get the tax write-off too,
mm-hmm.
on top of purchasing the item. And it's easy peasy.
Yeah. Well, again, it's RucoWalk, RucoWalk.com. I just went to the page. just like you described it, pops right up, register, donate. It's also a fun thing that you can do if you're an employer in town, you want to get the office staff together to do something cool and give back, a great way to promote that as well. Many different ways to, I guess, get involved and have a good time too.
Yes, my company has a company walk team. There are many businesses in Rutherford County that do participate. NHC is one of our largest businesses to participate, and we're really grateful for their support. But my team, they raise money in their own neighborhoods, and it's something fun we can all do together as a staff.
So again, the venue opens at 8, the ceremony at 9, the walk right after over at MTSU at the Dean Hayes Soccer and Track and Soccer Complex. And it's Saturday, October the 18th. And again, rucowalk.com for more information to sign up, get teams going. I'll be sure to put a link to that on the podcast that we share out today.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, Dina, for coming in today. And thanks for your work here in our community for the Alzheimer's Association and the walk. And if we all get together, and we can all make a difference.
We can, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Dina O'Neill joining us today here on Rutherford Issues as we continue on News Radio WGNS.